One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four, five. We're now recording. Olivia Menning, what sort of person was Madame Lupescu, really?
I would say that's very, very difficult to answer. She never appeared in public. She was talked about and actively hated, and most people said she was Jewish, which apparently is not strictly true. She was only half Jewish. But she was a blonde, which apparently in Romania was a Jewish characteristic. And she was a small, plump woman. She must have been very clever, because the general belief was that she had Carol under her thumb, and that she acted as a sort of madame for him, getting him younger women as soon as she began fading herself, which is an old way of keeping your influence. And Carol and Lupescu never appeared in the streets in any way except in bulletproof cars. And the first time any member of the royal family was seen by the ordinary people was when young Michael came to the throne and his mother came back to Romania. And as a demonstration, they walked through the Calle Victoria, and it was a source of very great wonder to everybody that a member of the royal family could be seen by ordinary people and peasants.
You said, though, she was hated. Hated by whom? By everybody?
She was generally hated. I don't suppose the poorer classes worried one way or the other. They just realised that there had to be some form of influence around the king. But the middle classes and aristocracy hated her because she wasn't one of them. She was, in a way, an outsider, being partly Jewish. And but then the king's chamberlain, Yordianu, I think he was called, he was equally hated. They were a pretty evil crowd, self-seeking and money-collecting. And as everybody knows, the king stole the old Grecos when he left, cut them out of their frames and went off with them, although they really belonged to the country. And the impression I got was that she took everything she could get. It's rather interesting. Not very long ago, I was up in a little antique market in Hampstead, and there was a set of toiletries, a sort of a button hooks and shoehorns and other things of that sort, with the Queen's initials set in diamonds. But I was told it had been the property of Madame Lupescu.
Did you buy it?
No, I didn't buy it. It was in too poor condition, and I couldn't see very much use for it, and it was rather expensive. But perhaps I should have bought it.
in diplomatic circles, and particularly outside Romania, I mean, how was Madame Lupescu's power or influence viewed?
Well, I think it was just taken as part of the regime. It was a corrupt regime, and most people, if they wanted something, would probably approach the king through Madame Lupescu, which meant, of course, that she did extremely well out of it, because, money would change hands, shares and documents and different things. She must have probably done very well indeed. I don't know what her circumstances were when she died, do you?
No.
I didn't even see it mentioned in the paper.
There was an obituary today in the Times.
Today in the Times?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Yeah. Mm. What was, in a word, I mean, if you can boil it down to just a few impressions, what was Bucharest like at that time? You were there in 1939, 1940. And of course, it was war, and but I mean the flavour of life, texture of life in the capital.
I don't think the war during the first year that the war made a great deal of difference. There was plenty to eat, and the restaurants were all, open, and people were enjoying themselves, and The Romanians at that time were very great eaters. They loved food, and they didn't drink very much. If you ever saw anyone drunk, they would just say, that's an Englishman. And it usually was. But the ordinary Romanian would have his little glass of suica and would be much more concerned to sit down and eat an enormous dinner than to drink the way the English do. But
was there plenty of food around in the shop?
There was plenty of food, I should say, for the first 6 months that we were there. Then the Germans began, the sort of relationship with the Germans grew up, and then in the end everything was going to Germany. I mean, it was almost impossible to find anything in the shops after that. And the place was crowded with Germans. And the lei, which was the monetary unit, was worth less and less and less. And in the end, the German women were going round with bundles of money in their hands, you know, in order to buy everything they could get. Yeah, it was it really was a very depressing time at the end of the year, in our year there, which was the end of 1940, to see the place deteriorating so badly. And then, of course, the Iron Guard taking over, and the young men on their motorcycles going out to persecute anyone they could persecute. And it was a very painful sort of sight of what that form of the Nazi government must have been like. Mm. Mm. Do you want to ask?
Yes, just stop for a minute.